Andrea Thomas is the Insurance Outreach and Enrollment Manager at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Sitka. She's been helping people throughout the region enroll in Medicaid for just over 3 months and seems clearly relieved.
Quite a few people that I've been helping have gotten their cards, and they're thrilled to finally getting insurance for the first time.
Medicaid expansion covers Alaskans who don't have enough income to qualify for subsidies in the health insurance marketplace created 2 years ago by the Affordable Care Act. The ACA initially required states to open up Medicaid for this group, but the Supreme Court ruled that part of the law to be unconstitutional. 26 states, all led by Republican governors, declined to accept Medicaid expansion, even though the program was almost fully funded by the federal government. Last year, when Bill Walker, an independent, became governor, Alaska became one of 6 states to reverse its position. An estimated 42,000 Alaskans too poor to qualify for subsidized health plans can get coverage now.
I've had people last year that this health care wasn't even an option for them because they fell below the income level to be assisted, and which seems kind of crazy, and people left my office in tears. So this is the first year when people are coming in. I help them apply on the health insurance marketplace, and they get very often an immediate determination.
Medicaid expansion covers individuals age 19 to 64 who earn less than $1,700 a month. It covers couples who earn less than $2,300 a month. Thomas says candidates for Medicaid are pretty diverse.
Could be students. I've had a lot of self-employed people, people that fish. They've had some rough years, last couple of years. And so it's a much different population than maybe you would assume.
People enroll for Medicaid the same way they enroll for health insurance in the marketplace, by going online to healthcare.gov, calling the 24-hour number, or filling out a paper application. Local clinics and agencies like the United Way, Public Assistance Centers, and MyAlaska, the state's web portal, can all steer people in the right direction. Thomas, however, remains a fan of the healthcare.gov website, despite its now infamous opening day flop last year. She says that once you sign up on the website, it determines what program you qualify for.
The people I've assisted on the health insurance marketplace, and they've been found to be eligible for Medicaid, often get their cards much sooner than people who have applied by paper months ago. So the healthcare.gov really is the fastest, best way to apply for both kind of coverage people.
The Affordable Care Act has gotten some bad press recently. Customers have found that the insurance plans they bought last year have changed, become more expensive, or both. Thomas says that as insurance costs have risen, so have subsidies. If you earn too much for Medicaid and have to buy insurance on the marketplace, your premium should never exceed 8% of your income. She recommends you get in touch with her or any other insurance navigator before giving up.
By far, the majority have really positive experiences. But if you happen to be somebody who there's issues, that's when we're here for people, so we can help them navigate that process.
And if you are found to be eligible for Medicaid and get signed up, Thomas cautions you to stay involved. If your circumstances change, your income goes up, you have a baby, any number of things, Medicaid will need to know. She says that she's available to help you stay updated so that you don't incur penalties. Insurance is tricky, she says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.